What's up, everybody? Spencer Galvan here with the Knowledge Initiative. I wanted to take a little time and put something out there that hopefully you guys will get some value from, find useful, put a little idea in your head or two. Maybe you could share with somebody else, see where it goes, see what happens. Also, this is a special shout out to good friends. Whoever, I know that person, when you listen to this, you'll know who you are. But, you know, just be around people that call you out because they're good friends, you know, or bring stuff up like, hey, remember you were doing this or doing that? I really liked it. What happened? And then, you know, just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, maybe I should get back at that. Maybe I should take another look at why, you know, what happened? Why did I stop it? Or, you know, where was I trying to go initially? Just kind of revisit the whole situation and see what it looks like with a fresh pair of eyes, you know, from wherever you are now. So I was going through this notebook that I have, this old notebook, and I found this written down and I wanted to share it with you. And it's just, some of it may have come from other mine. Most of it came from my head, I guess, with whatever, you know, we all put together whatever we do from whatever we hear and see and know. But it's about finding your way to purpose, or finding your purpose, finding the way to discovering your purpose. And it started out with, what is purpose? And this is just my personal definition, but you know, purpose is a desire to accomplish a worthy endeavor for reasons greater than money or personal gain or success, right? So it's got to be deeper than what you're going to get from it. It's got to be stronger than things that will hold you back, you know, and that's got to be from the beginning. So then, you know, going to talk about like a few things, like what do you have to do to realize your purpose? You know, well, so I guess first you have to imagine, create, and then fill your cup, right? Your cup is like your mind, your soul. It's just who you are. And, you know, when they say your cup runneth over, that just goes to show that what's inside. You know, if you're continuously pouring in, whatever you're continuously pouring in will runneth over. You know, whether that's negativity or positivity is up to you. Whether that's like creativity and imagination, or is it strict, rigid routine? You know, and that's your choice. It's everybody's prerogative. So that's step one. You know, just imagine, like, so what does your cup look like? What is your cup going to be used for? What is the ideal image of you in your head? Who is that person? You know, first imagine that. Now, who can you create that person to be even better, bigger, whatever, more, with more wisdom, with more compassion, more caring, whatever you want to add to what you already imagine yourself to be. And then you fill that. You fill it accordingly, congruently with what it is you hope to create. Right? And don't come from the place where you are now. You have to come from that place where you will be when you go to fill it up. Okay, so what, you know, if I was an intellectual person, what books might I be reading? If I was a statistician or somebody really into sports, you know, what books or articles or sources should I be looking for? You know, if I'm a chef, what style of cuisine do I want to study? You know, these are the things. That's what you fill. And then the next part is really important too, because you have to visualize. And I'm not saying think about. And I'm not saying picture. And I'm not saying imagine. And I'm not saying dream. I'm saying visualize. Make a movie. You hear people say, there's certain things that get repeated over and over through history. And if you just pick up on one or two of them, that's enough, I believe. And one of those things is you are the star of your own movie, right? You are the writer of your story. You are the captain of your, obviously, God is behind the wheel of everything, or behind the movings and inner workings of everything, but we have our free will. We're able to be whatever we want. So visualize, make that movie in your head of who you are, where you are, what you will be doing. Speak it out loud in the mirror, into a podcast. Part of the reason why I'm doing this, because this is me visualizing me sharing my knowledge with you, right? So, and this is me making my movie. This is me doing what I think the character of me would do in his life, right? And that's share knowledge, share information. So speak it. Speak it out. Tell it to yourself, right? Let you hear it in your words as you say it to you. And then write down those thoughts, resources, dreams, goals, whatever, right? So you've imagined it, you've created that picture, you've said it out loud. Tell it to a friend, a spouse, somebody you trust, a sibling, your kids, grandparents, whoever. Tell somebody who's going to lift you, somebody who's going to listen to that, your vision, someone who's going to listen to your vision and be like, man, if I can help you in any way, let me know. If that's not the response you get, you're talking to the wrong person, or I think, somebody's going to say like, man, I think you could do that. And maybe they offer something to contribute, whatever the case may be. But, doing these things is going to help you weed out the people you don't need in your life automatically. And so once you've created, imagined, and filled your cup, you've got your visualizations, you're talking about it, you've written these things down. Now, why? Why are you doing this? What is the reason? And I'm saying, not like, oh, I want to have more money. Oh, I want to have more followers. Oh, I want a Lambo. I want a house. Or not that why. Because those whys are empty. Those whys are empty for sure. But I mean, deeply think, question, and constantly reevaluate and refine the true reason why you are doing what you are doing. That has to be done over and over, constantly, consistently. Reevaluate and refine. The reasons why you are doing things will change. Because, there's the, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, correct? And then there's also the other part of it. The best plans go out the window once the first shot is fired, right? Or everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. All these things are going to change and happen. So this has to be a consistent process. And then after you've got that, you're going to look and discover which vehicle will get you there and then proceed to maintain and improve it, right? Find the vehicle, whether that's vocation, college, entrepreneurship, sales, engineering, I don't know, whatever it is you're going to do, real estate, if you want to start building drive-in movie theaters, whatever. But find that vehicle and then maintain and improve it, right? Help it, add a little bit, get a bigger intake, right? Allow more to go in, get a bigger exhaust, allow more to go out. Maybe get you a little turbo, supercharger, I don't know. I don't know what you like, okay? We don't know how much power you're going to need. But what I'm saying is don't get the vehicle and assume that it's going to be enough. You may have to modify it. You may have to upgrade. You may have to do routine maintenance, right? That's, taking inventory on which product is moving and which product isn't. You're going to have to look at your team, who's producing, who's not. How can we train? How can we improve? How can we coach, mentor, lead, right? And then embrace and learn to enjoy the journey, because the journey to success is in fact what you have to love doing. I was just talking to my dad about this the other day. My daughter, she was playing softball and she wants to get better, right? And she's out there in the game and she's playing decently, you know. And then she comes home and I'm like, well, do you want to practice, you know? And we're practicing in the backyard and she's getting tired after a little bit, and we haven't practiced very long. I'm not like, you know, just driving her into the ground. I'm not that type of dad, but you know, if you're going to go out there and practice, you should break a sweat, get something out of it, learn something, right? Well, so she's like, Dad, I'm tired. And I said, well, you know, this is the part you have to love. The people who are great at things love this part as well. Everybody likes winning. Everybody likes competing. The people who love to grind and train are the ones who are the best. The people who love the stuff that's not pretty. The people that love the stuff that most people would run away from. You know, the best bodybuilders. Those are the guys that are in there 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Well, they may be taking their Mexican supplements or whatever. And, you know, that is what it is. But they're still in there training. I mean, those are the guys that are throwing up, force feeding thousands of calories. I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a gigantic meal, but you do start to, like, involuntarily vomit once you hit a certain level. And these guys push past it because they love that part of it as well. They've learned to. You may not like it at the beginning, but you can learn to love anything. It's just, is it relevant to you? You know, make sure it's relevant. I'm not saying put yourself through something just to get the money or to, you know, achieve the notoriety or whatever. But I'm saying if it's something you really in your heart want to be good at just for you and no one else, then push past. Learn to love the process. All right. Find balance and harmony in failing and achieving, in fear and courage, in being accepted and stepping out, and get past or move beyond and rise above your pride and ego. I think I've probably said this, I don't know, a bunch of times, a lot, so many on here and to other people, is the idea of you has tremendous, the idea that you have of yourself makes all the difference in what you are capable of, right? Or the importance that you place on the idea that others have of you, meaning you care what they think. I don't even care what I think, if that makes any sense. It probably doesn't, but for me it does. I when it comes to something that I want to get done, I just don't stop, right? I mean, just think of one thing. For a lot of people, it's food. You get hungry, you are not stopping until you get food in your belly. Some people, it's sleep. You get sleepy, you get agitated, grumpy, don't talk to me, I need to go to bed, right? For some people, it's the gym, right? They don't talk to me until after I hit the weights. Whatever the case may be, you just have to, sometimes you just got to turn off your mind and forget about what you think about yourself. Forget about what you think is possible for a second and just do the work. Just do the work and see what happens. That's what, you know, I relate a lot of things to fitness and nutrition because that's what I've been able to experiment with by myself for the past almost 2 decades now. And one of the things that I see is that people don't, they try things because other people do them, right? And these other people think highly of them, or they think highly of the other person, and they're doing this and it's working, and they do it, and it doesn't happen in the first month or so, and then they're like, ugh, well, this working out stuff's not for me. That keto diet is crap. That Atkins dude doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to go with, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Herbalife, it works. Advocare, you name it, it's out there. And there's, the V diet, the Velocity diet, there's the Isogenic. There's so many things out there. But the real thing that people don't understand is, unless it's a lifestyle change, it's not going to work. Right? You have to drop the idea of you being a person who is taking this diet to lose weight and just say, okay, what would healthy me do today? Well, if I was healthy me and I felt good, I'd probably just go out and play a game of soccer with some friends. Or I'd probably pick up a football and go play catch. Or I'd probably go get a tennis racket and a tennis ball and find a brick wall and just hit it up against it. Or I'd find a basketball hoop and shoot some baskets. Or I'd ride a bike. Or maybe I'd go for a walk. Maybe I'd, if I was hungry, what would I eat? Okay, I'd eat this and this and that. Right? But you're attached to who you are right now. If somebody says, what's your diet look like? You picture your diet yesterday. And I'm telling you that, the next time someone asks you, you say, man, I'm having trouble losing weight. First off, that's a bad sentence. You need to say, I need help losing weight. Or I need to learn more. I need to educate myself more on how to get healthier. That's the proper way to word that to yourself. But that's a whole other conversation. So you need help, right? When someone asks you, what's your diet like? The next time, say, well, if I ideally, my diet would be this. And then just say, that goes back to speaking out what you want to happen. Say what your ideal diet is. Have you even ever said that to yourself? Have you even ever said to yourself the things that you think? That's what, when people say think before you speak, sometimes you need to speak and listen to what and think about what you're saying. It's so, basically what I'm saying is, you got it all inside you, right? Or it's all around you. You just have to be looking. You have to decide that you're going to find meaning and purpose in this life. And, okay, if you've listened this long, I want to tell you that you also don't have to do any of this, You don't have to find a purpose. You could be cool just doing the same thing every day, being a good person, being a solid individual in your community, in your house, and contribute to society that way. That is a noble life, in my opinion. But I'm just saying, if you got something you want to go out there and accomplish, this is some of the stuff that I wrote down that I hope will help you out. And remember, always remember the daisies, because when you're pushing these up, it's too late. All right, guys, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Reach out, follow, subscribe, do whatever you got to do. Get some more. I like to talk. Hope you guys like to listen. Definitely hit me up if you want to be on one of these episodes. If you'd like to sit down, have a good conversation about whatever. We could do my questionnaire, but it doesn't have to be. That's another thing. So things change. And I realize that I like that questionnaire because it allows me to learn about the other person. But if you feel like you got something you want to say and you need to get the message out there, I'm down to listen too, So nothing is ever set in stone. Okay, some things are, some things aren't, whatever. What I'm trying to say is go out there and have fun. Enjoy your day. Thank you for listening. Until next time.